Well, we have been married 29 years, and you haven't served on any active duty or any other military service for the last 15 years, but the first half of our marriage was completely and totally engulfed in the military. It's very evident every day that even though you walked away, it's never left you, and it's who you are. And I was very much a part of your deployments. Would you care to get into your deployments at this time?
There are two that are just paramount in my memory. The first being in light infantry with the 7th Infantry Division. But the thing that reminds me, or that I remember so much about it, was that I was supposed to be gone for 2 weeks, and we couldn't tell anybody where we were going. And what I remember is that you found out from CNN that, hey, 7th Infantry is deployed to Honduras. And wait a minute, my husband's in 7th ID, and why isn't he coming home? And then the other one that is right in the front of my memory of deployments is I had went to PLDC, which is Primary Leadership Development Course. We had just had a baby, been away from the house for almost 3 months. And then we got alerted the day before graduation. I remember very clearly you coming to the training center, and they had barricades. And I remember thinking, I want to kiss her and tell her goodbye. I may never see her again. But because I was married to the military, I had honored what's called PDA, no public display of affection. And it haunts me to this day that I did not lean across that barricade and give you a kiss. And we were deployed the next day, gone from, what, 6-8 months? And I wish I would have kissed you that day.
You need to know that even though it's tainted with negativeness, you really are my hero. And I'm just a sucker for a guy in a uniform, and I always will be.